The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another edition of Live and Local, and from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. What makes a great city? Transportation makes a great city. Think about it. The ability for everyone to get around, not just people visiting the city, the people that live there on a daily basis, to have cost-effective and environmentally friendly transportation that gets them to and from where they need to go. Steven Osberg is the Director of Transportation Development for the Omaha Chamber of Commerce, and there's a brand new program called Connect Go, and he's here to talk about it today, live and local. Steven, thank you so much for joining me today.
Mike, thanks so much for having me.
What is Connect Go, and where did this come from?
Connect Go is an initiative that is backed by a partnership of organizations led by the Greater Omaha Chamber, a group called Metro Smart Cities that's chaired by Mayor Stothert and Derek Leathers of Werner Enterprises, MAPA, that's the Metropolitan Area Planning Agency, and Metro Transit. And this group of organizations came together and realized it was time to maybe take a step back and figure out, okay, what are our communities, what's our region's greatest set of challenges, and then how do we make sure that we're doing all that we can to address those challenges? With Connect Go, it happens to be through transportation. You know, a big part of this is trying to understand how do we have a community conversation about those high-level needs. So we launched that with a survey. We went out and held focus groups around the whole region looking at different types of transportation. We also held workshops all throughout the region, meeting with different rotary groups, neighborhood associations, and the like, trying to understand what people really thought the area's needs were. And based on all that outreach, we came up with four primary goals. First, people want to see access to opportunity, and that means people want to be able to get to their jobs, to education, to healthcare, from anywhere in the region, and regardless of what type of mode of transportation they might be using. That also means people want to see talent attraction and retention. We always heard that people were concerned about the ability to hire folks and for businesses to grow. And so what does that mean from a transportation standpoint? That means looking at what we can do for quality of life here, making sure that we offer options that people like, lifestyles that people want, high quality, walkable public spaces. Also looking at just general economic growth. Again, from a transportation standpoint, that might mean does freight move through the region well? Are we doing all we can to promote and support development of good neighborhoods? And then also the fourth goal was stewardship of the transportation system. And that just means, are we filling the potholes? Are we keeping the roads in good shape?
On November 18th, Metro started the Orbit line, and the biggest change is on route number 2. And one of the things that you can physically see, that everybody can see, is what happened at 84th and Dodge Streets, where there's the queue jump for the Orbit. Can you talk about how something like that, what that suddenly does to public transportation?
Sure. Through our earlier outreach, I mean, one of the things we consistently heard was, despite the fact that people most often drive alone to get where they want to go right now, they have a real desire to try something else. But to make that shift to what they really want to do, that service needs to be reliable. It needs to be convenient. It needs to be timely. And so Orbit, Metro Area's first bus rapid transit line, offers that service in a really great way. The vehicle comes every 10 minutes during most of the day on the weekdays. It's got these really nice visible stations. Those improvements, like the queue jump that you mentioned, or coordination with traffic signals, or even the fact that you pay before you get on board, all of that speeds up the process of this vehicle moving up and down Dodge Street. And so in that way, it provides that quality service. It's very visible. And it's something that I think people will really enjoy and can help offer a route for people to kind of jump into public transit if they've been wary of it in the past.
Sure. And
that's just kind of a first part of this whole. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and by the way, they can try it for free up through March. We've got about 30 seconds left here, and that was literally my next question was, is this the end game, or is this just the beginning of some great things to come?
I think this is all just the beginning. And like I said, everything that we've done up to this point is looking at broad needs. Now we need to get down into the details. And so we encourage everyone in the community to take our survey at survey.connectgo.org. Or folks who don't have the internet can text the word connect to 512-580-8850. And we'd love to hear your voice as we move into the future.
He is Steven Osberg, Director of Transportation for the Omaha Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for explaining Connect Go to us, and we wish you the best of luck as you're improving things in our great city.
Thanks so much, Mike. This was a lot of fun.